AP Sports, I'm Bruce Morton. A Monday night twin bill in the NFL. The Bills started things off by having their way with Jacksonville. Correspondent Gene Battaglia has the story.
It was a night where seemingly everything went right for the Buffalo Bills. Quarterback Josh Allen threw four first-half touchdown passes. The Bills dismantling the Jacksonville Jaguars 47-10. Six different Buffalo players found the end zone. Safety DeMar Hamlin recording his first pro interception. Hamlin reflecting on his journey.
It wasn't easy, but I'm super thankful to my teammates for just the support and the love. You know, that it was encouraging, and it makes all the emotions way easier when you just go out there and you think about, I just want to make plays for my teammates. It makes it all simple again.
In all, the Bills' defense sacked Jags quarterback Trevor Lawrence five times. Jacksonville now at 0-3. The Bills moved to 3-0.
And in Cincinnati, a star was born. Chuck Freeman files this report.
The Commanders got behind their rookie quarterback and scored a big road win over the Bengals 38-33. Jaden Daniels, the second overall pick in the NFL draft, threw for 254 yards and set the rookie record for completion percentage. He was 21 of 23 passing, 91.3%. Daniels also made plays running the football as well. Coach Dan Quinn says Daniels controlled the tempo of the game.
His ability to know when to, when not to, when to make a play with his legs, I thought, we've seen a lot of this at practice, and now it's carrying over into the games where the decision-making, sliding, going, taking your shot, but I thought it was a really strong performance tonight by him.
Bengals quarterback Joe Burrow threw for 324 yards and three touchdowns in the loss.
Meanwhile, Monday was a day to forget for Chargers safety Derwin James. He was suspended one game without pay by the NFL for repeated violations of rules intended to protect players' health and safety. James is in a class by himself. He's had five unnecessary roughness penalties in the last 18 games, the most in the league by a defensive player. Back with baseball and more after this. Baseball, for the first time since 2011, the Phillies are the champs of the National League East. They clinched with a 6-2 decision over the Cubs. First baseman Bryce Harper.
I played in this division my whole career. It's the hardest division to win. And, I mean, there's so many good teams in this division. There's so many good pitchers and players and everything. So to be able to win your division, it's hard to do in baseball. It's hard to go wire to wire. And to be able to do that, pretty incredible.
In the American League, the Mariners are doing their part to tighten up the wild card race. Correspondent Adam Spillane tells us about Seattle's win over the Astros.
Bryce Miller allowed two hits over seven shutout innings as the Mariners pulled to within a game and a half of the American League's final wild card with a 6-1 win over the Astros. Miller retired 13 in a row at one point and earned his 12th win.
I felt good all day, and then I started warming up. My back kind of tightened up. I knew it was a big game, and we needed a win today, so just had to, go out and do what I could.
Julio Rodriguez went 3-for-5 with a double and two RBIs for Seattle, while Victor Robles, Cal Raleigh, and Randy Arozarena added two hits.
In one other game with postseason implications, the Diamondbacks fell to San Francisco 6-3. As a result, the defending National League champs fall into the third wild card spot, one half game behind the idle Mets. In Monday's remaining action, the Red Sox got the best of the Blue Jays 4-1. Collegiate sports. A former Power 5 member is targeting a university in Washington State as it attempts to rebuild its now-defunct conference. Correspondent Gethin Kulbaugh reports.
The Pac-12 is in discussions with basketball powerhouse Gonzaga to join the rebuilding conference in 2026, according to three people with knowledge of the talks. The Pac-12 is also targeting Mountain West schools UNLV and Utah State, two of the people told the AP, as it pivots away from a group of American Athletic Conference schools, including Memphis, Tulane, South Florida, and UTSA, that announced they remain committed to their current league. Meanwhile, the Mountain West received a commitment from Air Force to stay put in the conference after the school had drawn interest from the AAC.
In the WNBA, all was quiet on Monday, with playoff action set to resume on Tuesday. Bruce Morton, AP Sports.